Ever wish you could swap lives with someone, just for a day,
Yeah.
see how the other half lives and all that?
I know what you mean.
Well, today we're kind of doing that. We're diving deep into the life of Natalia.
Oh.
She's this young woman from Brazil. And get this, she traded sunny São Paulo for New York City to be an au pair.
Wow. Quite a change.
Right. And we have this incredible transcript to work with.
Oh, cool. What is it?
It's from this online meeting Natalia had
Okay.
with this group of women from all over the world.
Yeah.
So we get to hear her talk about her everyday life, her observations, what it really feels like to make such a huge life change.
Wow, that's amazing access. A real behind-the-scenes look.
Exactly. And here's another thing. Natalia's been dreaming of this since she was a teenager.
Oh, wow. To hold on to a dream for that long, that's incredible.
Right. It really makes you think about what makes New York, New York.
Yeah.
Why is it such a magnet for people's dreams?
Yeah, good point. There's just something about that city.
So we've got a 23-year-old, right? Former teacher from Brazil, lifelong dream of New York City, and the guts to just go for it.
I love that. Taking the leap, diving into the unknown. That's something we can all relate to, I think.
Totally. And where does she land? The heart of Manhattan, no less. The Upper East Side.
Oh, wow. Fancy. Not your typical struggling artist in a tiny apartment story, huh?
Nope. Think 20th floor, overlooking a sea of buildings.
Whoa. Talk about trading beaches for skyscraper. What's the apartment like?
I get the sense of like classic elegance, tree-lined streets, those beautiful brownstones you always see in movies.
Oh, yeah. And maybe a celebrity sighting or two.
Right. Totally different vibe than what you might expect.
So, what's a typical day like for her?
Busy, up early, getting the kids ready, preschool runs, even for the 7-month-old.
Wow, really? 7 months old. Here in the States, that's like unheard of.
I know. Talk about cultural differences.
Yeah.
I mean, in many parts of the world, that's totally normal.
Yeah.
Makes you think about why we do things the way we do, right?
Right. Like what's normal is really relative.
Exactly. Okay, so while the littlest one is off learning their ABCs, Natai is squeezing in her own classes, ESL.
She's not wasting any time. That's the au pair life, huh? Non-stop learning curve. A crash course in a new culture.
And in yourself, too. But here's something interesting Natalia observed.
Okay, I'm curious.
She says New York reminds her of São Paulo in some ways. All the energy, the crowds, the constant motion.
Interesting. It makes sense, though, that urban energy, it's its own thing no matter where you are.
True. But she's also been exploring Central Park, of course.
Who wouldn't? It's iconic.
And she even went to Brooklyn.
It's like she's on a mission to see it all.
And you know what I find interesting? It's like even just wandering around a new place. It helps you feel more settled when everything else feels so new.
Totally. But speaking of new, she does mention missing some things from home, like driving.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine going from, I don't know, cruising down a sunny street in São Paulo to navigating the New York City subway system?
That's a big adjustment. It makes
Yeah.
you realize what people give up for these experiences, huh?
For sure. But then it's those little wins, right? Like figuring out the subway or ordering coffee in a new language. They make it all worthwhile.
Absolutely. And speaking of language, she mentions struggling with different accents. Even her host family's New York speed is tough sometimes.
Oh, for sure. Like, you can study a language all you want, but nothing prepares you for the real thing, the slang, the way people talk so fast.
Right. It reminds me of this one time I was in, mentioned the place you have traveled. And I mean, I thought I knew the language, but people's accents totally threw me off. It's crazy how different it can be, even within the same language.
It's true. But hey, Natalia's on it. She's got those ESL classes,
Yeah.
even mentioned a TOEFL prep course.
Wow. Talk
Yeah.
about dedication. She's really going for it. It's inspiring, actually. It makes you think about, how important it is to keep learning new things no matter what.
100%. Okay. So besides all the language stuff, Natalia's making sure to enjoy the city too.
Good. What has she been up to?
Well, she's been to Central Park, obviously. It's like a rite of passage, right?
Oh, definitely. And free. Can't beat that in a city like New York. In fact, I remember in that online meeting, the other women were giving Natalia tons of tips on how to do New York on a budget. Like even little things, like checking out her building's amenities. Apparently, they have a gym and stuff.
It's all about being resourceful, especially on an au pair's salary.
Right. Although going back to Central Park for a sec, I love that she mentioned having picnics there. It just sounds so peaceful.
I agree. And you know what? It's kind of a metaphor for the city itself, don't you think? Like,
Yeah.
amidst all the chaos, you can still find these pockets of calm and beauty.
That's a good point. And who knows, maybe she'll stumble upon one of those free concerts or Shakespeare in the Park shows. That's the magic of New York right there.
Totally. Speaking of magic, get this. Natalia was raving about the pasta.
New York City, it's not just about the sights, right? It's the food too.
Who would have thought pasta would be a highlight of moving to New York?
Yeah.
Right. But it's those little things. They make all the difference.
Totally. It's finding joy in the unexpected. And honestly, sometimes you just need a good plate of pasta, especially when so much else is new.
100%. But you know what else struck me about Natalia's story? That online meeting she had. There was such a strong sense of, like, community there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All those women, they were so supportive, offering advice, sharing their own stories.
Exactly. And it made me think about how important that is, you know,
Yeah.
having people who get it, who can relate to what you're going through, especially when you're far from home.
It's huge. It's that feeling of belonging, of finding your people.
Yeah, exactly. Takes a village, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like Natalia's finding hers bit by bit.
It's really what this deep dive is all about, isn't it? Getting past the touristy stuff and seeing what it's really like.
I know. We've heard about the challenges, the language barrier, for one, and what she's had to give up to be there. But then we see how much she's getting out of it, too. All the growth, the confidence.
It's a good reminder for all of us, I think, to push ourselves outside our comfort zones, because that's where the real growth happens, right?
So true. So here's a question for you, dear listener. If you were Natalia, what would excite you most about all of this? What would make you nervous?
Let's keep the conversation going.
And if Natalia's story has got you thinking about your own adventures, maybe checking out the Au Pair program. You'll find some links in our show notes. Till next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep embracing the unknown. You might be surprised what you discover.